This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is launching a campaign to improve the health of young people through healthy relationships. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A recent statewide survey conducted last year found more high school students are experiencing depression. It also documented other trends like a sharp increase in teen use of ultra-potent pot products. But the survey found those who have a trusted adult they can talk to are less likely to experience feelings of depression, vape, or use marijuana. The Forward Together campaign starts running ads on TV and social media starting next week. It was developed in part by Teen Youth Advisors and will partner with local groups around the state. The effort was developed by the state's Health and Human Services agencies. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver International Airport expects to see more than 160,000 travelers fly over the Labor Day weekend. CPR's Corey Jones reports the airport expects today to be the busiest.
DIA projects that around 40,000 people could pass through TSA checkpoints on Friday. That would make it the summer's busiest travel day so far. Traffic at the airport remains low due to the coronavirus pandemic. Compared to last year's Labor Day weekend, DIA expects fewer than half the number of travelers this holiday weekend. Masks are required at the airport for all passengers, visitors, and workers. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
It is 91 degrees and fair with haze in Fort Collins since those fires are dying down. You're listening to CPR News.